Last time, we learned about the two friends who were both partners in learning Torah and living a life of piety. And when one of them passed away, so on that same day that he passed away, the tax collector's son passed away. And even though the tax collector and his son were both wicked people, because they had positions of clout, everyone went to the son's funeral, and this person who passed away, even though he was a pious person, no one came to his funeral. And when his friend, his chavrusa, saw this, his friend was deeply troubled. He couldn't continue going on with life because he felt like, me and my friend, we've been investing our whole lives being pious people. We've been doing everything right. And when he passes away, only I show up to the funeral. No one comes to take care of him. And this other guy, he's been living a life wrongfully taxing people, charging people money that he has no right to. Really, he's been living a life of a villain, and when he dies, because everyone is scared of his father, so everyone shows up to his funeral, and not only do they show up and honor him, but they do it at the expense of my friend. So this guy is he has deep problems with his emunah. He has deep problems continuing in his service of Hashem. And it reached a point where he had a dream. And they told him in the dream, don't be upset at your Creator's justice system. And don't be in wonderment over God's traits, because what God does is fair and straight. And you should know that your friend, he had a small sin, and God paid him back for that sin on the day he died in this world, so that when he comes up to heaven, he'll be completely clean from any sin, from any iniquity, from any blame. And that son, he did do one good thing in his lifetime, and God paid him back in this world all the honor his father saw when he passed away. Everyone showed up to his funeral was to ensure that he gets the correct payback in the world to come as well. When he shows up to the world to come, he's coming naked. He doesn't have a mitzvah anymore. And then they'll pay him back for everything he's done in perdition. So the righteous person who's having the dream asks a question. What did my friend do wrong? So they told him, he asked another question. He said, and what did he do right? So they told him, your friend, he didn't do anything major, God forbid. He did something small. What did he do wrong? He put on the tefillin on the head before the tefillin of the arm. And the Torah says that the tefillin of the head should go on after the tefillin of the arm. It's not right what he did, but it's very minor. On the other hand, in heavens, they would have held him accountable for it. And that guy, the kid, the son of the taxer, well, throughout his life, he only did one good thing, and he didn't even mean to do it. It just happened to come his way. And God, he pays everyone back, even for the minor good things that they do. So there was a day that he made a huge feast, and he invited the nobles, and they didn't feel like coming, so they told him, we're not coming. So he said to them, so you know what, if they didn't come to eat my meal, what am I going to do with all this food? So he went to the soup kitchen and he told the poor, come, I have food. So he said, why should it all go to waste? So the poor came and they ate that meal. And God said, you know what? He didn't mean to give charity. He just figured, why should it all go to the garbage? Let them eat it. Nonetheless, he's going to get paid back in this world, and that was all the honor that you saw. And when the chassid saw this, so he slept well, and in his dream he saw his friend going through orchards and yards, and he saw him going through all kinds of beautiful places, and he saw the tax collector's son in the opposite, and he saw him going like a thirsting person who's seeking out water and can't find it. And when he awoke, he understood that from heaven they had answered him. And then his sorrow ended. So one of the things that we're going to deal with, as Rav Nissim Gaon told us earlier, is the question that should really bother a person in this world. How come this world seems to run in a way that it seems that when you do a sin, you gain from it? And when you do mitzvah, you might lose from it. God told us to do things one way, and God created the world, and yet, the way the world runs, we don't overtly see that when you do mitzvot, things go well for you. Quite the contrary. Very often what we see is that when you do mitzvot, things go badly for you. And that is the major question of tzaddik v'ra lo, rasha v'tov lo. A tzaddik who's having it tough and bad in this world, and a rasha who's having it good and sweet in this world. And that is one of the questions that he will deal with, partially with stories, and partially with explaining what messages we're supposed to get from the stories. As we will see, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time, he will quote to us the Rambam on the Pasuk, Atzur Tamim Pa'olo. Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll begin with that next time.